We're just about to provoke a new thing. The $62 million that the tax is going to raise, $50 million will be generated within the city limits of Tulsa and Grover. Of that, only $40 million is going to come back to Tulsa. That includes fairgrounds development in the county courthouse, which is actually there to serve Tulsa County. Is that a good deal for Tulsa, or would it be a better idea to turn Fort Dix down and raise that tax locally, as Councilman Medlock has proposed, pay for increased public safety spending within the city of Tulsa to deal with our violent crime rate, which is nearly twice the national average?
Well, in terms of Fort Dix, I was support Fort Dix County, I'll tell you why. It has great benefits to the city of Tulsa. I'll just give you one quick example. The improvements at the fairgrounds have brought the national rate of Fort Dix Tulsa. It means tens of millions of dollars of economic impact for our city. I think it's 212% of the total charge for 450 County. I think all the improvements that they, like you just said, you're making the point for me. Yes, a lot of that money is generated here, and a lot of benefits for the citizens of Tulsa. If you're telling me that the citizens of Tulsa and their families don't benefit
sure.
from improvements at juvenile court, and improvements at our courthouse, which are really, I mean, quite frankly, I don't know how many people in this room have worked as a prosecutor in the tiny little offices, in the tiny little hallways of juvenile court that I have for over a year of my life, and it was terrible. It's terrible not for me, it's terrible for the families and the children that had to go there and be there. That needs to happen. The roads need to happen. If you look at the old Fort Dix, what was that, 76th Street North? Well, did that benefit the citizens of Tulsa? It wasn't in the city of Tulsa, but did it? Absolutely. How many hundreds and hundreds of people go to work out there who wanted that approved? You know, I went up to MCI 2.5 years ago to a big rally with their new CEO, and he got the question like, guys, Mayor, when are you going to fix 76th Street North? I said, that's a county road. And that was Fort Dix, it's not my jurisdiction. But it benefits the citizens, and I'm just being sincere, this is how I feel about it. I think it's a small prize. I think that we can come up with other solutions that are available out there right now in terms of going forward with police and fire funding. And we prioritize police and fire funding the worst economic conditions. I've increased the general fund allocation for police and fire from 53% to 60%. We've gotten lots of federal grants. We've got a lot of equipment for our police. We just graduated the largest police academy in Tulsa history last April. We graduated another one in December. We've got another one coming in January. And we'll be well above our authorized rate in terms of police officers. Let me put this out. Everyone thinks it's a panacea to just have more police officers, and somehow that will reduce your crime rate just because you have more police officers. Our police officers work very hard, very hard. And they sacrifice. And we have a lot of work to do, Michael. I agree with your choices. Funding their wages, their benefits, and their manpower. More police officers means more arrests, means a higher crime rate. And yet I understand that there's some correlation that people know what they're talking about. I'll tell you what, Sheriff's family work. And if anybody question anybody's integrity and credibility, he wasn't in the Tulsa Police Department for a long, long time. I challenge anyone in this room to sit down, talk to Sheriff Brandt, give him a call, maybe answer the phone. Ask him what he thinks about the Tulsa Police Department numbers, whether they're adequate or not. If he's even more. Ask him. It'd be an interesting exercise.
I was curious what's going on with